Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out. Use it to your advantage. We've got a lot of things to talk about with our good friend Tom Anastasi. Tom is the author of The Successful Entrepreneur. Tom, tell us how we can find you online. And,
sure, Tom.
Go ahead.
Yeah, TomAnastasi.com, and the book's available at Amazon and also Glenbridge Publishing.
And that's Dr. Tom Anastasi, by the way. Tom, we're talking about decision-making and ethical decision-making specifically now. And a lot of people... I think the marketplace needs more discussion on ethical decision making. And when you say ethical, you in the previous segment you talked about the three areas: is it moral, is it right, and is it acceptable? Right, those are the three.
Right.
And then, go ahead.
Oh yeah, and then the thing is that you know when you have those gray areas, I like Warren Buffett's way. He says, you know, would you want what you're doing to be on the front page of the paper? And he said, you know, if you would, and you want your parents to see it, and your coworkers to see it, and your kids to see it, and your grandparents to see it, then it probably is. And
right.
If you wouldn't want one of those constituencies to see it, then it probably isn't. And if there's any doubt, then Warren Buffett says, see me, but if the fact that you're seeing me, you have that much doubt, it probably means that it's too great.
Well, I want to throw a couple of definitions out here that I've picked up over the years. One of them is from Confucius. I mean from Socrates. He said, be in reality what you appear to be. Number two is from Albert Camus, the French Nobel laureate. He said, integrity has no need of rules, which is a comment that I love. And my friend Lynn Morella, who's one of our ethics experts in Brain Trust, says that ethics is devotion to the unenforceable.
Yeah, I like all three. I really do like all three.
Yeah.
And you know, one of the things that I tell small business people is that long-term, doing the ethical thing is always going to be good because you're going to be a business that people are going to trust.
Right.
Short term, you're going to have to
It might cost you some opportunity short term.
It will cost you some opportunities short term, but long term, you will be much better off financially, and also you can go to sleep every night thinking, you know what, I did the right thing.
There is no more powerful thing in the marketplace than to be trusted.
Absolutely.
No more. There is nothing else. There's money in the bank. Money in the bank, in my opinion, is not more powerful than to be trusted as a business person.
Because it's the person that's trusted that's going to get all the referrals. I mean, just from a pure economic standpoint, you're much better off. And it's also just a much better way to live. It's an easier way to live.
I'd like to throw out a quick example of an ethical decision. If it's December, if it's the 1st of December, and a customer calls you and says, hey, Tom, I want to buy this product from you. They know what it is. You sold it to them before, and they said, I'm ready to buy. And so you go over there, and you're ready to sell it to them. Well, you happen to know that there's a new model coming out in January that's better and cheaper than the one that they want to buy. But you want to make your quota for the end of the year, so you would like to have this sale. So what do you do here? How do you handle that? Do you tell them about the new model? Do you talk them into the new model to benefit them? Or do you say, well, they want to buy, so I'll just keep my mouth shut? Well, to me, the ethical decision is to say, tell me what you're... Why, you know, you want to buy this product, and tell me what you're going to do. And if the customer says, I've got to get some stuff done before the end of the year, then your decision is made for you. Sell them the old one. But if they said, no, I just want to make sure I'm in line because I need to get some stuff done in January, then that's when you say, well, I probably need to tell you about the new product. Ask the customer. They'll help you with this decision. What do you think, Tom?
that is absolutely the way to do it, because now you're a trusted person, and the next time they buy something, they're not even going to go to anybody else.
Right.
Because they're going to say, okay, I'm dealing with an ethical person. You know, my wife and I used to own a miniature golf course. It was a complete cash business.
Mm-hmm.
And we accounted for every penny, and everybody told us, oh, you know, don't do that. That's the stupidest thing in the world. You know, we get audited, and the audit lasted about 15 minutes.
Right.
I mean, well, we had everything. This is our receipts. This is our bank deposit. Everything matched up. They randomly picked 3 days, and they said, okay, you're done. Thank you. And that was it.
Yeah.
That was it, and nothing happened. So, you know, we were, in quotation marks, really dumb for accounting for every penny, but, you know, we didn't have any troubles
right
when we finally got audited, which was nice.
Well, the ethical decision-making is, and I wrote an article called, that you might want to look up, folks, on my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. It's titled, "The Color of Ethics is Gray." And that's the problem with ethics, isn't it? It's not black or white, it's gray. It's in the middle.
It is. I mean, the black and white are easy.
Yeah.
It is the gray one. You know, whether you use the Warren Buffett test or just your own gut, but the important thing is that if you have doubts in your mind, then it probably is closer to not ethical than to ethical.
Right. That's a good way to think about it. TomAnastasi.com is the website. The book is The Successful Entrepreneur. Tom, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
I sure will.
We'll see you next time. Tom Anastasi, folks. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Keep on fighting. Proud mirror, keep on going. Rolling.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.